This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress reached a deal Sunday on a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package, including a new round of $600 stimulus checks for most Americans. The pack will include temporary supplemental payments of $300 weekly for those on unemployment, plus direct $600 stimulus checks to Americans with yearly incomes of up to $75,000. Both chambers of Congress are expected to vote on the package today. The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins was sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Space Force Friday from his post on board the International Space Station. Hopkins is the first NASA astronaut to serve in Space Force. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The restaurant industry has been one of the hardest hit in this COVID-19 world. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott takes a look.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Chai Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it, it's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
The association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Plenty of National Football League games over the weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on Week 15.
Week 15 in the NFL saw the Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 22-12 to eliminate the Patriots from playoff contention for the first time in 11 seasons. The Dallas Cowboys held off the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. Seattle survived a fourth-quarter comeback to beat Washington 20-15 and clinch themselves a playoff berth. The Indianapolis Colts topped the Houston Texans 27-20. The Tennessee Titans ran away from the Detroit Lions 46-25. The Colts and Titans remain tied atop the AFC South at 10-4. The New York Jets hung on to beat the LA Rams 23-20, the Jets getting their first win of the season. A returning Drew Brees was not enough to overcome Patrick Mahomes as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New Orleans Saints 32-29. Brees threw for 3 touchdowns in his first game back after missing the last 4 with a punctured lung and 11 rib fractures. And the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-6 to move to 10-4 on the season. That's their best mark through 14 games since 1994. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The New England Patriots loss by the Miami Dolphins ensures the Patriots do not make the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
It's obviously a disappointing day for us. We didn't do anything really well enough to win the game. You know, we just didn't coach well enough, didn't missed opportunities.
Monday Night Football has the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati to face the Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. Yes, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, and media analyst, and law professor, I might add. Boy, have we ever needed your services to understand what the heck is going on with all the legal wranglings and what seems to be, you know, where you've got, close to 70% of Republicans saying there's no doubt about it, this election was a fraud. You've got a growing number of Democrats as well that agree. But the problem you have, James, in pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, is you keep pursuing the truth until you get the truth. And I appreciate that sometimes people get weary in doing that which is good, but for the sake of our Constitution and for the sake of our grandchildren that we'll be passing this great country on to, what kind of country do we want them to have? A country that's based on integrity and the truth, or a country that's based on corruption?
No, it's obvious that a bulwark, a bedrock principle of having our republic is to have elections, real ones. And there's just, the evidence is overwhelming today, and it's just breaking every few hours. This judge allowed the forensic report to be released in Michigan, and we find out that a very, very respected IT professional who worked for NASA did a forensic examination of the Dominion voting machines in Michigan. And the first thing he said, they were designed to create error. The number that he said, they're 68%. Their error rate is 68%, which leads to a very important question. Why in the world would a voting machine be designed to create error? And the answer is, there's a term that's used in election counting called adjudication. It sounds like something in the legal world.
Right.
But this adjudication is to go in and fix votes when there are errors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to infer that the reason these error rates were so high so then election workers can go in and make the votes whatever they want them to be.
Right, because they were adjudicating. They're adjudicating. That's what they're doing.
And yes, you talk about disappointment. I mean, the big disappointment was on this Supreme Court case, which I was able to get a brief in on. I wrote a brief as part of that case, as one of the many throngs of briefs. And I have to say, I was shocked by the court's reaction. Especially the three Trump justices.
Right.
Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito took the right position, although I'm not 100% in agreement that this would have been totally mandatory to accept. But everybody knows in the legal world, one of the ways to basically a difficult case is to claim that the people who are bringing it don't have standing.
Right.
And so they claimed that Texas, which was the primary plaintiff in this case, didn't have standing.
How could they not have standing, James? I mean, what happens in these other states is going to affect Texas. How do you deny standing? I mean, I'm not an attorney. I'm certainly not a chief justice.
No. And the argument, standing means harm. Standing, it's a weird word. Standing means that the plaintiff has a specific and particular harm. So the argument on the other side is, well, everybody's, you know, equally affected all over the country, outside of the states that have fraud. But I say two things. One is that we're talking about an electoral process here. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about one where the Constitution specifically gives it to the state legislatures. So I would say that the standing comes from the electors.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Texas electors are being disenfranchised by the electors in the defendant's states not following constitutional rules.
Exactly.
They all circumvented the constitutional rules contained in Article 2, Section 1. But the other thing that makes this compelling is there's nowhere else for Texas to bring their dispute.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution, very few cases, makes the Supreme Court the court of original jurisdiction. That means you have to start there. Mm-hmm. Normally, cases don't start in the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
That's the court of last resort.
Mm-hmm.
But the founders said, hey, you know, we really don't want states to fight it out using real weapons. So if they have a dispute, we want them to go right to the Supreme Court. And so there's nowhere else for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a fundamental error or a fundamental throwing away of the hot potato. I don't know which.
Or a fundamental cowardice, you know. And you and I talked about this earlier, James, that Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, wasn't going to want to touch this. And I wouldn't have been surprised if he was dog whistling, in a sense, maybe silently, or giving him that Chief Justice look to say, guys, we don't want to touch this. And of course, that's how this played out. I mean, you know, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, does it?
No. And look, if they really were concerned about standing, what the court normally does, if it's a case which is important, which this is premier importance,
mm-hmm.
What they would do is say, hey, look, let's have one morning of argument on the issue of standing, invite the parties to submit briefs on the issue of standing, and we'll dispense of that issue if they really were approaching this. But they wrote this cryptic decision, just throwing it away, and it leads me to believe that the court is intimidated. Maybe, because you mentioned cowardice, maybe they're intimidated by the prospect of, we keep hearing about this, that if somehow Donald Trump is made the winner of the election, that you know, all of the burning and looting and rioting and everything will start on steroids. And, you know, it's even rumored that people heard Chief Justice Roberts talking about that issue. I don't know if that's at all true.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is there's a whole group of court cases, various kinds of challenges and lawsuits that are still alive, like the one I mentioned in Michigan, and they will reach the Supreme Court, and they won't have standing problems, and they'll be arguing some of the same very powerful arguments, two of which, I'm sorry, the Supreme Court has to fulfill its duty, cannot duck. And one of them we just discussed, that is this idea that secretaries of state, that governors, that state officials, that election officials cannot constitutionally change the rules as they did at the last minute. That includes state courts, because the Constitution has this very specific, explicit, narrow grant of power just to one place.
James, this seems so academic. I mean, they did this knowing that it would come down to this, and they were, you know, playing the odds that Chief Justice Roberts was going to fold on this and lack courage. And that's what this is all about. I mean, we've been saying, you know, from day one, this was going to take courage, because that's what the Democratic Republic and our U.S. Constitution requires. More from James Hurston after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us as we continue on our fresh and independent tour. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with James Hurston. James, as you were saying, look at this evidence demands a verdict. And if it is not going to be done, in the courts where it should be, then, you know, you already have the court of public opinion divided over this. And we're going to endure another 4 years, dare I say, of all kinds of craziness. And regardless of what Joe Biden says, in the midst of dealing with his son's issue, the family business and stuff that he did as vice president, the corruption that seems to be very clear there, how is he going to bring this country together?
It's not possible. It is not possible. And the media, big tech, the Democrat Party, the elites in this country are thinking that they're going to sweep all of this under the rug, and they just can't do it. Mm. There's been tens of thousands of people gathering in Washington, D.C. The social media and the alternative social media is so strong in terms of bonding this some odd 60 to 70 million people who want and yearn for a judicial review of the rampant fraud. And they will get it one way or the other. By the way, the big date that's coming is January 6th. On January 6th, the Congress of the United States, in an unusual joint session, but we don't have it normally after a presidential election, they are going to basically receive the electoral votes and tabulate them. At that time, there can be objections lodged to a slate of electors. Mm-hmm. The Trump people are submitting an alternative slate of electors, some of which in cooperation with state legislatures. And there's a lot of shoes to drop between now and January 6th. So I know that the media wants everyone to get despondent on the Trump side and believe that it's over, but it is not over. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, it will not be over until what you talked about happens. That means not only that the truth is completely revealed, but that justice is done.
Exactly.
And Americans are so frustrated in having to witness a one-way justice system that just allows criminal behavior to take place and go unpunished. And I it's like a powder keg that's going to explode. And it's amazing to me. We've gone from Jeff Sessions being Attorney General to now Bill Barr being Attorney General. We've moved from James Comey to Christopher Wray, and it just seems as though during the 8 years of President Obama's administration that he politicized everything.
Oh, all the three-letter agencies. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt.
And that weeding out that corruption takes longer than just 4 years, that's for sure.
It takes courage to start out with. You got to admit that corruption exists. Ray's a company man. He's not going to do that. We said that from day one. We'd hope maybe Barr could do it and Durham, you know, and look what happened. He coughed up a hairball here. I mean, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully something comes out down the road, but we're getting so far down the road here that for anybody doing anything about this, I mean, it's almost you have to have a special counsel in place, James, don't you? Or this stuff just goes away under a Biden administration.
Well, Durham now is a special counsel, and under normal circumstances, it's very, very embarrassing, considered an impeachable act for a president to fire, or even a president's administration to fire a special counsel. But, you know, when you have, as the people guy, a reanimated cadaver as the president, anything could happen. And so, and I'm still praying and I'm still fighting that doesn't happen. Because look, the Democrat Party, there's no enthusiasm, no love, no loyalty to Joe Biden. And the fact that the media's already started to report on the corruption that they buried before the election shows, they're going to throw Joe Biden aside. They're going, if he were to get in, that if fairly short order, it will be words that are, I just can't even get out of my mouth, but it'd be commie law.
Yeah, exactly.
And, well, Americans are increasingly seeing how, because now there's been this breach of data that shows this incredible amount of Chinese communists that have infiltrated the West, not just the United States, but the countries of Europe.
Exactly.
And the Swalwell scandal.
Oh, this is unbelievable. James, let me ask you this real quick. Why is the media now suddenly coming after Biden? Are they trying to save face here?
In part, I believe they're trying to save face. I think in another part, that the media believes in their own world that, you know, basically that Biden truly is president-elect. So now it's time for them to turn on him because they're doing the bidding of their overlords. And the elite wants Biden ultimately out of the presidency, Kamala in. Mm-hmm. And who knows who will emerge if that were to occur as Kamala's VP. I know a certain former first lady would love to get in there.
Oh yeah. Well, she knows where all the skeletons are, and where the best China lies. I guess I don't know. It's just, you know. What can you say? James, in this article, The Wayward Seven, which you touched on a little bit, missing in action over this time that we really needed them to participate to begin to get a handle and really to be a just entity. And for them to shrink away, you know, it just seems that somebody's calling the shots, just like they called the shots on election night and leading into it. This was a coordinated coup d'etat that was beyond our borders. And as you mentioned, and what is coming out now in reports, that the communist Chinese were much more involved, which is kind of, you know, rich when you think about after 4 years and all the millions of dollars of the people's money that was spent, you know, chasing after this Russian windmill like Don Quixote. We have something staring us in our face that's so obvious that it's the communist Chinese, whether we're talking about COVID-19 or all the other interjection that they have brought into our culture and into our government. And everybody just wants to, you know, turn a blind eye to it. I mean, this is amazing.
No, I mean, the left always uses projection as a distraction. They always accuse the opponent of doing what they're actually doing. It's an Alinsky tactic. Mm. And obviously that is, there's real, not just collusion. It's way beyond collusion. And really, the one thing is the era of Trump is the era of revelation. We find out
exactly
just how corrupt and how deep the deep state is and how deeply into our society the communist Chinese spies and honeypots have gotten, and just how depraved and lack of moral fiber the Democrat Party has fallen to.
Why are we surprised? Well, I mean, if you can fix elections,
in a moment, here's, you know, the irony. You mentioned my article. Here are the justices apparently intimidated, and they're allowing something to stand, which, if Georgia goes the wrong way, will take away all of their power.
Yes.
In other words, they're voting in the probabilities.
Their own extinction.
Not hearing the case. Yes, they're voting for their own extinction. So what in the world is going on? If you look at the outside, let's call it the extra-legal issues.
We got to leave it there, James. The New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. One and only James Hurston. Thank you, James. Take care. Merry Christmas.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's buying a home or just saving for a rainy day, setting financial goals can feel overwhelming at any stage of life. That's why Bank of America launched a new digital experience to help clients easily define and make progress toward their goals. Bank of America Life Plan helps clients prioritize short and long-term financial goals, breaks them down into attainable milestones, and adjusts as life changes. Bank of America's Eve Varner.
Life Plan tracks progress toward your goals while also helping to navigate the next step. This latest digital experience from Bank of America offers insights tailored to your unique financial needs by sharing tips, providing resources, and connecting you with financial specialists along the way.
Available in both English and Spanish, clients can access Life Plan through Bank of America's mobile and online banking platforms. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/lifeplan.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress reached a deal Sunday on a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package, including a new round of $600 stimulus checks for most Americans. The PAC will include temporary supplemental payments of $300 weekly for those on unemployment, plus direct $600 stimulus checks to Americans with yearly incomes of up to $75,000. Both chambers of Congress are expected to vote on the package today. The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins was sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Space Force Friday from his post on board the International Space Station. Hopkins is the first NASA astronaut to serve in Space Force. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Jordan. Good to have you here. As we look back on 2020, whoa, what a roller coaster ride, huh?
Well, it has been. It was really quite amazing that the economy got hurt so badly and the stock market kept soaring to one record high after another. There was just a big disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Wall Street was looking forward to the recovery when the vaccines started coming, and now they actually are being inoculated around the country, and it looks like things are going to get better. I mean, that's the future. The present is still pretty horrible with all the deaths. We're over 300,000 deaths now. Lots of states are continuing to shut down in various ways. So that's been the big story of this year, is the disconnect between the hope for the future and the present.
Right. Speaking of disconnect, help me understand. Wall Street had a record season in the midst of COVID and everything. Why did they want to back somebody else other than Donald Trump?
Well, they think they're going to get a bigger stimulus program out of Biden and the Democrats than they're getting out of Trump. I mean, Trump did a nice stimulus program back in March and April, but hasn't been able to get anything else through at that point. And I think Wall Street is looking for as big a stimulus program as they can get to boost the economy and boost earnings. And Trump has not been able to deliver. I don't know if it's McConnell's fault or Nancy Pelosi's fault, but the result is there has not been a new stimulus program. It's been desperately needed. Mm-hmm. And the feeling is that Biden's going to come in and do a monster stimulus program. We may get one by the end of this year, but that once he is inaugurated, he's going to do a monster one, $3, $4 trillion.
Right.
Depends to some extent as to what's the makeup of the Senate as to whether he'll be able to get that through or not. But I think that's why Wall Street, they do not like his proposal for higher taxes and his proposal for more regulations in many areas. So there's a lot of things about Biden that
Yeah, we've gone through that before. I mean, 8 years of Obama with all kinds of regulations and higher taxes, and look what it did. And then, of course, oh, yeah, we had a stimulus then there, too. And how well did that work out with those shovel-ready jobs as he laughed about it? Meanwhile, as we had, you know, record numbers of unemployment. I mean, to me, I mean, you talk about a disconnect, Jordan, and you know better than I do, certainly. But I just look at it on the surface and go, what are they thinking here? I mean, you're talking something like deferred gratification versus instant gratification. I mean, if you get a stimulus like...
Wall Street likes instant gratification.
Yeah, but you know...
And what they want is the biggest stimulus program. They think basically with a divided government that you really won't get any major regulation, and any new tax increases would probably not go into effect. I mean, even if the Senate, even if both seats in Georgia become Democratic, and you get a 50-50 Senate with Vice President Harris breaking the tie, you're not going to get major tax legislation through something like that. So I think Wall Street's not that fearful that you're going to get major new taxes and major new regulation. But they're clearly focusing on, I mean, the three things that have been driving Wall Street have been hope for new stimulus, hope for new vaccine, which is now actually happening.
Exactly.
And the Federal Reserve would just keep pouring money into the economy, which is going to continue to keep interest rates at zero for as far as the eye can see. So that makes stocks look an awful lot more attractive compared to bonds with under 1% yield and money markets pretty much at zero.
Yeah. When do we say inflation?
Later, but not yet. I mean, the amount
inevitable, of though, right?
will cause inflation.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody's worried about that, right? In fact, the Fed wants more inflation. Their goal is 2%. We haven't been able to hit that because when you have an event like this and you close down businesses and there's just much less economic activity, that's a deflationary event, and that's around the world. So if people aren't spending money, in fact, the savings rate has gone up because people have no place to spend it. No restaurants to go to. They don't travel.
Exactly.
So the savings rate has gone up, and that's also a deflationary event. At some point, we'll get inflation, but nobody's worrying about that right now, Bill.
Well, a lot of online spending. I mean, it is the season. Online spending going through the roof. And also, we've got lots of crooks out there taking advantage because they see it as a target-rich area with so many people, you know, spending their money online, right?
Absolutely. A lot of ID theft, and the whole PPE area is just filled with frauds of various types of scandals. Now, that's one thing that Biden's going to be doing is he's going to be putting in some new regulation to have it much more controlled by the federal government instead of this kind of freelance Wild West way the PPE business has been now. But you're right. People are more subject to fraud when they're desperate, and you know they're desperate for food, they're desperate for housing, they're not getting their unemployment benefits, and it's just the contrast between the winners and losers. And that's not true with individuals, but with companies. I mean, the winning companies have won hugely.
Yes.
Netflix, Zoom Video, Amazon. Airbnb, which just came public with a huge pop, they've been benefiting from all this because people, instead of making a one- or two-night stay in the city, are now doing a month stay in the countryside somewhere. So there have been some big winners, and the losers would be the hotels, the cruise lines, movie theaters,
restaurants,
retail. You know, the winners and losers have really stuck out dramatically.
Yeah, it's brutal. There's no doubt about it. There's a clear demarcation between the winners and losers. You know, going back to what you mentioned about the vaccine, Pfizer's out. We've got, you know, needles going into arms. This vaccine is being distributed across the country. Very ambitious. And we've got number two and number three vaccine in the queue. Looks like, you know, first quarter next year they'll be released. And, you know, maybe we can hit that 100 million mark of, you know, of people being, you know, vaccinated.
This has been the most amazing year in medical history to have basically from ground zero to needles in the arms, as you would put it, in about 9 months. Never anything close to that, that anybody would have thought this was possible. And to have it be 90-95% effective and safe is an absolute miracle. It's like a moonshot that we did from 1961 to 69.
Exactly.
We did it in about 9 months this year. It's an amazing feat of American ingenuity.
Well, and it really is. And it's, you know, taken, you know, in spite of even some of the political headwinds, sadly, because what they're saying, Jordan, in order for us to hit that critical herd immunity, you know, initially it said 50%. Now the science, again, it's that changing atmosphere that they give us all the time, but they're the ones that know. We don't. They said 50%. Now they're saying 75, 80%. But this is against all the bad news that's been put out there through the political channels to make people weary about it. Well, how are we going to get to 75, 80% when the numbers have been going in the opposite way? We started out at about 70%. Now we're down to about 40.
You're going to have a card that's going to say you've been immunized, and if you cannot show that card, you're not going to be able to get into restaurants, into movie theaters, into sports venues, into anything. You're going to go to the library. They're not going to ask for your library card. They're going to ask for your immunization card.
Exactly.
So that's what's going to happen. You won't be able to go to work. You won't be able to do anything if you can't show you've been immunized.
So much for a free America, right?
It is. But that's what's going to happen is the private market is going to say, we want to make sure you're safe, and we don't want anybody else infected. And that's going to be the new status symbol of 2021 is your COVID vaccine identification card.
Yeah, and they'll find a little sticker somehow, some specialized sticker to put on your mask that you'll have to continue to wear, and and so you'll be able to pass through the turnstiles if you have the mask and the right sticker, right?
Exactly. Yes, it's kind of like 1984. George Orwell would be proud.
Well, yeah, I mean, he would have said, I could have been a lot more creative, but my publisher and editor said that I was getting too extreme, right, already.
Reality has been more extreme than fantasy here. It's pretty crazy.
Well, COVID relief before the end of the year, so much pressure on the Democrats and the Republicans to, have an answer. They cannot bear to go home because they're going to find coal in their socks if, if they don't come up with some COVID relief here.
Well, they have to, but they have had to do this for a while and they still haven't been able to do it. There's just a big difference on not only the amount of money, but where it's going to go.
Yeah.
The Republicans don't particularly want to give money to cities and states. The Democrats want to give a lot to cities and states. The Republicans want to offer liability protection to businesses from getting sued for employees coming back and getting COVID. The Democrats don't want to do that. They've been battling over this for quite a while, and meanwhile, out there in the real world, people are hurting badly, and they really, really need it.
Without a doubt. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I've enjoyed being with you all year, Bill, and we'll have an even more interesting year in 2021.
No doubt. We'll look forward to it, Jordan. You take care. Have a great season, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and look at who we got. The acclaimed actor of Hercules, Legendary Journeys, God's Not Dead, The Reliant. He's here to talk about all his latest projects. Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, Merry Christmas. How you doing, buddy?
Merry Christmas to you as well. I'm doing great. I got my 18 holes in this morning, so life
is good
already.
Hey, one of these days, we got to get out there together, especially now that we're in Florida. I'm going to take a couple of weeks off and do a little traveling. I was encouraged that there are so many sites in Florida, as you may know. He said, Bill, you could be out there for months just investigating. And ever since I came here from California, I've been so busy on the East Coast. I said, this year, you know, the last 2 weeks I normally shut everything down. I said, I am going to hit the road and I'm going to check out some of these sites in Florida close and personal.
You got to. I mean, yeah. It's a beautiful state. I've been coming out for years. You know, my wife has a sister in Tampa. I got a brother not too far from here in West Palm Beach. I got another brother that's retired Army up in Pensacola. So, We try to get together when we can, and certainly we will for Christmas.
Well, good fun. By the way, Against the Tide, congratulations, on the film and Finding God in Science. The work that you did with Dr. John Lennox was stellar.
It was such a great event to be part of. I mean, you know, I think we talked about before, that really came out of the movie God's Not Dead, where the student that I'm tormenting as my typical, professor that we have in universities today that are atheists and hate God.
Yes.
So he brings up John Lennox quotes, and that's how this whole thing took off, and it's doing very well. So againstthetide.movie, people can go there and check it out, againstthetide.movie.
Yeah, I think it was so much fun. I found out incidentally, I did not know that Lennox was, the uncle to the Gettys, to Kristen Getty,
yeah.
and put her and Keith together. And what a sweet story there. And the fact that they used you guys used one of their songs, as the theme song for Against the Tide.
I know. I got to meet him when we were filming the 3 weeks we shot up in Oxford, England. Mm-hmm. The people haven't been there. You got to go. I mean, Oxford is a university town. I mean, there's universities everywhere around there, but obviously the famous Oxford University is there, where John Lennox was a math professor for many, many years. But that's when I got to meet them while we were walking around town. So we had dinner together and got to know them a little bit.
Well, good fun. Well, Keith is threatened to play golf. Beck, we were supposed to play a couple years ago when I went to Ireland, and he missed his appointment. And, of course, he said, okay, we'll play golf, but it's got to be a good golf course. So maybe we can get the three of us out there and go hit that little white ball around. Okay, so update us on all the latest projects. I mean, you have been nonstop. I mean, even in this COVID era, you and Sam have been quite busy.
Well, you know, I make myself busy. I can't sit around very much. But, you know, it's hurt me just like it's hurt everybody else. I'm not crying me a river. But I had two movies ready to go. And then when COVID hit, the funders flipped out and they pulled their money. So those projects, hopefully they'll come back. Who knows at this point? I've had about more than a dozen speaking events canceled. I mean, it's crazy what this thing has done. But I had three movies that were done in the can. They all would have been out this year by now. But we know we're holding on to them because they're too good of movies just to throw straight into streaming. We're going to try to get a theatrical next year with them, if we can get past this fear factor of what the governments are using to shut everybody's lives down. But then I've got, you know, I did have all these other documentaries all set and ready to go. I do got to give a plug for Before the Wrath. It's still, after 5 months, the number one Christian movie out there and streaming on Amazon.
Right.
And Before the Wrath is a documentary and the book Revelation. It's a very fantastic, interesting look. I love documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people go there and check out BeforeTheWrath.com and also check out my movie Let There Be Light, which is streaming very well on Amazon as well. And I've got four movies lined up for next year. And open up the world a little bit, and one of them is going to be the next Left Behind movie that I'll be acting in and also directing it as well.
Wow, how much fun is that? I mean, that puts, you know, added pressure when you are, you know, you're in front of the camera and behind the camera at the same time. How do you handle that?
You know, I can differentiate between the two, and I'm smart enough being in the business for as long as I've been in the business, 35 years now, which blows my mind, that, you know, I hire people in each, you know, from wardrobe to makeup to the camera team. I hire people that know their jobs. I'm not there to boss them around. I hire them because I love the work that they do. I may throw in my two bits every once in a while, but I know that I break down the scripts and I know the actors I want to try to cast, and I always cast actors that I know that are going to come through. I don't need to be a guy that's ordering everybody around in the set. I leave that for the first AD. That's his job to be a good guy, bad guy. You know? So
let him take the bullets.
Let him take the blame. Exactly.
Yeah, you can always tell who they are. They're the ones with the flak jackets, huh?
Yes, exactly. I do have a movie hitting video on demand December 22nd. It's called The Penitent Thief. It's an amazing look. It's actually on Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Comcast on demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting look from the birth of Jesus till the crucifixion, but it's really the backstory of events that are being told by the two thieves that are on either side of Jesus when he's being crucified.
Wow.
So it's
awesome.
A different sort of look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I play another baddie. All these good years mm-hmm. playing good guys. I play mm-hmm. Herod. So I'm the guy that I meet with the three wise men, and I go, oh, so who is this baby king you're talking about? As soon as they leave, of course, I order every two-year-old child, male, to be murdered. What a nice guy he was.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my role in it. But it's a wonderful family movie. I hope people will check it out.
Well, you know, the story of Herod tells you a lot about what power can do to you, right?
Oh, no question. No question about it. And we see it being played out across the world, let alone our country right now. It just seems to be getting worse and worse out there. And, you know, I'm trying to do movies that have a positive impact on people, movies that have hope, redemption, love, faith, laughter, you know, make you cry in a good way.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of all the stuff that's coming out that's just constantly reinforcing anger, hatred, and divisiveness. And that seems to be playing out in our streets right now.
Well, I so appreciate your commitment to that, Kevin. I mean, Sam have, you know, continue to be champions of that kind of quality programming and information out there in a time when the information has been so bleak, it's been so, you know, propagandized. I mean, we're so far from the truth right now, which is very dangerous, and why people, you know, are shocked. I mean, you know, you talk about what's going on in our country today. I mean, they're shocked at what happened with this election and all the evidence of fraud, and we're going to have supposedly a new president come in that, you know, a good number of Americans probably, I mean, when you break it all down, a third of the voter politic, that's all. I mean, that includes Republicans, Democrats, and but you're talking a third. That's a humongous chunk of people who believe that the election was stolen. Not a good thing.
Well, I mean, come on. Yeah, you can't sit here and look at the numbers of this and say this was an honest election. I mean, we have so much blatant hypocrisy going on and blatant cheating and fraud in this. You have it on video. You have it on people talking about what happened at the voting booths. I mean, look, why would all the key states shut down at 10 o'clock when the voting was coming in? They saw the number of votes that Trump had coming in, and they just shut everything down. And then they went to work to do what they had to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just, if Biden had a degree of moral decency in him, he would get in front of the cameras and say, look, I want to be your president because I really won this election. So let's really look into this. It does look a little shaky. So let's try to figure this out. But, of course, he'll never do that.
Yes.
Because we live in a very secular world right now, a very dishonest world right now. And cheating and lying is considered okay nowadays. And it's just sad that this is going on. There's no way this guy got 15 million more votes than Obama did at his peak.
Exactly.
No way. Obama was beloved by people. And when he went to his, on the rallies, he had, like Trump had. They had 20,000, 30,000 people showing up these things. Biden goes out of his bunker, and six people show up. And they told him, Joe, just stay in your bunker. Don't worry. We got this. And we know that was exactly what happened. Give me a break. He won't last more than a year if they go through with this. Anyway, I mean, he is so unhealthy, and it's sad, really. I mean, you try to watch this guy walk around. He's so shaky, and his health isn't good. And we're going to make a woman the first president, which I have no problem wouldn't be president, but not one where 97% of the Democrats in the Democrat primary didn't want her.
Exactly. Exactly. No, you've laid it out just right. And it's interesting, Kevin, because we know that God is in charge. And all this is happening as we're dealing with Christmas, we're dealing with the birth of Jesus, who came to give us the truth and freedom. Boy, and this is the gift that's, continues to be given every year. I mean, and every day of the year, you can say it that way.
Yeah, I was just up in D.C. I went to the president's Christmas party at the White House. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He unfortunately didn't make it. He normally does, but I know he's got a lot of stuff going on with life right now.
You think?
So I was there with, they only let probably, I think there was maybe about 200 people that were able to walk around the seven or eight rooms they had set up. The Christmas trees were amazing. The food was amazing.
That's about five times more people than Biden could get.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And because he wasn't there, it was myself and Mike Lindell, my pillow man.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Both of us Minnesota bikes. We ended up being the stars there. I must have done at least 100 photos while I was there. So, but it was great because, all these people came up and they said, look, we loved Hercules and Andromeda, but what we really love are the movies that you're doing now. Please make more of them. So
yes.
It was nice to get that sort of verbal support coming in from people, and everybody was just really fantastic. So we had a great time up in D.C., and we just got back yesterday, by the way.
Well, like the word says, having done all to stand, we keep standing, and we stand on the truth. And Kevin Sorbo, I appreciate you standing up and, coming here on the show and giving us an update on all your projects. And, of course, they will continue. How can people stay in tune with what Kevin Sorbo is doing?
A good place to go is kevinsorbo.net, kevinsorbo.net. It is Christmas. I've got two books out there, True Strength and True Faith, perfect for the Christmas season. I've got all of my DVDs and all kinds of great stuff. If you can get wonderful gifts there, but kevinsorbo.net's a good place to go. And also, we have the Sorbo Family Film Studios.com. Sorbo Family Film Studios.com. And please go and check it out. Sign up. Give us your name. We'll send you information about the latest events coming out and things that are happening. And like I said, I got four movies lined up for next year, and I've got another two documentaries that I'll be doing. So I'm just trying to stay busy.
Well, you got it. Kevin, Merry Christmas to you, Sam, and the family, okay? All the best to you. Take care.
And I'm not offended by that. Merry Christmas to you, too.
God bless. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen